Waseca Blue Jays basketball on KFOW 1170 AM 106.3 FM. Brought to you by Federated Insurance. Now we hit the hardwood with our very own Don White and Dale Kuya on KFOW.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Waseca High School. As we get set for section tournament basketball, your Waseca Lady Jays and the Blue Earth Area Lady Buccaneers. I'm Don White along with Dale Kuyak. Of course, the game brought to you by your Waseca Sports Boosters. Thanks so much to our sports boosters making it all possible. Make sure to patronize those businesses when you have an opportunity. Again, the Waseca Sports Boosters. And I'm Don White along with Dale Kuyak. This is the opener of the AA South subsection. Waseca, the number two seed, and Blue Earth Area, the number seven seed, battling here tonight. Well, you look at the Lady Jays. They come in with a pretty successful season, 15-9. Waseca had some really good moments throughout the year, some really nice wins. They do happen to come into the tournament, though, with back-to-back losses, a really good St. Peter team, and then they lost to Maple River. Their final game, which may have had some section implications, was wiped out due to the snowstorm. They were supposed to play NRHEG. So they come into the season 15-9. Coug, they've had, you know, we've been here when they've had some really, really great games, couple of big comebacks. But, you know, it's tourney time, and everything you did in the regular season obviously got you your seed, but now you put that on the shelf. It starts anew.
Yeah, and now this is one of those games, Don, that the players are pretty confident going in. The coaches hate them to death because when you're a high seed playing a low seed, you just stay up at night and think of things that can go wrong, and we remember it well, don't we, Don?
We do. We remember back in early 2000s, Lady Jays were the number one seed in one AAA and lost to Lakeville South right on this court, Coug, full of a bunch of eighth graders. Yep. And we didn't just lose. We got beat by like 15 that night, so anything could happen. These two teams, Coug, have played twice. Lady Jays beat them soundly back in January 58-24 and then beat them February 3rd 55-37. They've had their number, and that's got to be a big benefit for Waseca, the fact you've played them twice, you beat them twice, you know what they offer.
Yeah, this is definitely a down year for the Bucks. They only have one senior on the team, and I think they've only won four or five games all year. And Waseca's held them to, 36 and 24. So you hold teams under 40, you just have to think you can get enough offense to win.
So Waseca, they finish up the big southeastern portion. They were on top. 6-4, they're 5-1 in the division. Then came Fairmont, Jackson County Central, and this Blue Earth area team. Waseca was, very consistent in that area. And Coug, we kind of thought that Waseca was going to be, it looked from about mid-season when you and I were broadcasting right from the spot, that we were going to be a two or a three, and they got the two, which you said may surprise you a little bit.
Well, I think NRHEG has 19 wins, I think, and Waseca only 15. And like you mentioned, if they had played that last game, I'm sure that whoever won that game would have been the two seed. But if things go the way they're supposed to, they'll be meeting in the subsection semifinals on Thursday night.
Yeah. The 2AA South Coug, the number one seed was Lake Crystal. They're going to play Medford. Number five seed is St. Clair. They're going to play in Waterville. NRHEG, the number three seed, is hosting number six Maple River. And then, of course, Blue Earth Area and Waseca tonight. Well, let's take a break. We're going to come back and hear from Coach Joan Conway next. We'll be back in 1 minute. Back in 1 minute, Waseca Lady Jays tournament basketball.
It's never too early to plan summer fun. The Winstock Country Music Festival is June 16th and 17th, starring Miranda Lambert and Cody Johnson. with Jordan Davis, Gabby Barrett, and more. WinStockFestival.com has your ticketing camping info. WinStock welcomes Miranda Lambert, Cody Johnson, Dylan Scott, country legends Blackhawk, Diamond Rio, Jody Messina, and many more. Shop early and save. WinStockFestival.com has your tickets and camping. WinStock is brought to you by The Gardens at Winstead, Voss Construction, Waste Management, and WinElectric of Elk River.
When today is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise advisor for personalized goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise Financial Advisors Kevin or Bill Walter today at 507-835-7080. That's 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the pregame. Joan Conway with us. And Joan, tonight you got Blue Earth Area. We'll talk about them in a moment. But season came to a close. I think it lost another game with NRHEG. But maybe there's a shot we'll play them here soon. But a couple of losses, I think St. Peter and Maple River. So, you know, how do you feel as we head in toward tournament time? Do you feel those games were kind of an aberration? Are you playing pretty well?
Oh, I think that, you know, the game against St. Peter, they're just really good, yeah. You know. Good 3A team. We're disappointed what happened with Maple River, and you know, maybe the chance to avenge that depending upon what happens tonight with both of us. So you know, I think overall happy with where the kids are at. They're practicing hard, you know. They want to be good. They want to do good, and good things are happening in practice, and it's been a while, even with the snowstorm, so I'm looking forward to getting back on the floor tonight.
You have Blue Earth Area, a team that I think they finished with 5 wins. I was looking. I think they had a 16-game losing streak before they won their last game of the year. So they seem to be young, not a lot of size. They've had some struggles. So what do you know?
Well, they have a big girl in the middle. Their only senior is their post player, who's strong and athletic, and they got a couple of guards who are getting better, you know. So I think... You know, they always play hard. They always play hard. They're always going to give you your best swing. And that's when I never ever take a Blue Earth team lightly at all. So, you know, when you're young, and I think when you have an overall young team, a little bit of advantage that sometimes in postseason where they're not so aware of the magnitude of the moment with everything. So I would expect them to come here and play loose. So, you know, they've got a couple skilled kids, and we're going to have to take care of business tonight to get it done.
And I'm guessing just like any home tournament game, Joan, is to set the tone right away. Don't let them hang around. Get a 4-point lead, you know, those type, you know, in the second half, those type of thing.
That's super important. I think it's we could do ourselves a world of good to for our own psyches to come out and play well, and for the overall tone of this game is to come out and play well. And that's our challenge, you know, and we're looking forward to that challenge.
So... what is it going to take, Joan, you think, out of this team to put together a run here and make some noise in this section?
I think we have to defend better than we have in the last couple games. And we have to, we need to get a little more motion with our offense. We need a little bit of movement going on, a little bit more aggressiveness, a little better reads with everything. We just have to, get that, I don't know, that it factor with everything, just that vibe, that mojo, whatever word the kids want to use, you know, we have to have that. Good starts are going to help us. Taking care of the ball is going to be really important. Taking care of the ball is going to be really important in ending possessions with rebounds, and then playing at the right level of aggression on offense, finding the right kids to get the shots, you know, and those are things that every basketball coach is going to say. And if it was really easy to do, we'd all be doing it, right? You know, so and I think that that's going to be an important thing. I mean, just taking care of the ball, defending at a level that we think we should be able to defend at, and then offensively being effective. I think those are the three things that we need to be able to do to compete from here on out.
And do you feel that the kids are ready to do those things, to take those steps?
I know they want to, you know, and it's been good to be in practice. It's been good. We've kind of had, we just didn't end up not playing that Saint or that New Richland game, which made sense, you know, and with the storm and everything. So we've had the opportunity to be in the gym. Saturday morning, we were early in the gym before the boys' Big South. So we've put some time in and looking forward to it paying off on the floor.
Well, Joan, good luck tonight. Let's move on to Thursday.
Sounds like a plan.
Joan Conway, this is the pregame, back in 1 minute.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
I'm Nyla Hagen, Edward Jones Financial Advisor and Blue Jays fan. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement that our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why I'm a proud sponsor of Waseca Blue Jay Sports on COWS AM Radio. Call me at 835-5207 or stop by my office in the Northridge Plaza for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Go Jays!
Welcome back to Waseca High School, getting set for the AA South subsection opener, Waseca and Blue Earth area. And we take a quick peek at Blue Earth area. The Lady Bucks, Coug, I think this kind of sums up how their season was. Excuse me. They picked up a win on Saturday, January 7th against Albert Lee, 59-55. They then proceeded to lose 15 straight games and didn't win until their final game when they played Medford on February 20th. That's basically, Coug, that's a month and a half they went without a win. And now they come into this with a record of 5-19. So that's really some struggles.
That's hard to do. You have to try and keep the energy level up and the positive frames of mind up, and that's very tough to do when it's just LLL every time out.
And we know Medford, Coug, they don't have a lot, so, but you have a little bit of a good feeling going into a tournament, at least with a win. But you know, the formula for teams like this, Coug, to get the win are there, because it's changed a lot since the advent of the three-point line. If you have a couple of kids that just have a ridiculous night, with that three-point line, Coug, it makes the impossible possible.
Yeah, basketball is a funny game, because some nights that ball just won't go in and there's not a lot you can do about it. So you have to try to rely on your defense, shutting the other team down, getting some offensive rebounds for easy putbacks. You just got to be ready, because a round ball doesn't always fit in that round hoop.
The Bucks are led, Coug, by their senior, 6-foot senior Sophie Keister. She's a good player, and they're going to want to get her the ball often. But Waseca, Coug, you should be able to counter with 6-foot 2-inch Chloe Watt. She should be able to negate that. And then it's just, you know, player for player after that, and off you go.
Well, I'm sure, as Joan mentioned in her talk, she wants to see a little more aggression and a little better defensive play, because Joan, we've covered her for a lot of years, and she's always been known for that, that her kids play great defense. So when they give up 50-plus points, I know she's not happy.
Yeah, exactly. You look at this section, Coug, at least the south half. Lake Crystal Walk Memorial is odds-on favorite. They're 25-1. They outscore teams by over 30 a game, and they hold teams to 33 a game. So, you know, for anybody to get out of this subsection, and the Jays are the number two seed, boy, I mean, number one, you got to take care of business in your first two games, and then when you get to that third one, you got to hope things are, like you said, the ball's going in the hoop, because they're just taking teams apart.
Well, this is Lake Crystal's year, I think. 2 years ago, they got beat in the section final. Last year, they won the section and went to state. This year, they're the overwhelming favorite to get back to state. But I think the majority are now finally seniors at Lake Crystal.
Yeah, so they'll have Medford, and they'll move on quite easily, and who knows what happens after that. But it's their section to lose, but a team like Waseca, Coug, you know, they do have some pieces that could make it difficult, but are those pieces going to be playing at the level they need to play at to get this thing done? And when I say that, Coug, I'm talking about Avery Madsen. Avery Madsen, Coug, is a young gal who you won't see her for just long minute stretches of the game. And then two of the last three broadcasts, Coog, in the second half, she's just dominated.
Yeah.
So is she going to be that player or the one that's quiet?
Well, Avery's I don't quite know how to word this, not a take charge, going to make your own shot kind of girl. If she's open, she can knock it down. She has a nice little two dribble to the baseline and can pull up and hit that shot. But she's not one of those girls that just, okay, I'm going to do it now. So she kind of plays with the flow of the game, and let's hope she's in the flow.
Yeah, she's in the flow. Waseca gets very, very difficult to beat. Well, we're going to take one more break, and we're going to come back and get set with starting lineups and Cougs' keys to the game. We will be back in 3 minutes. Back in 3 minutes, Waseca Lady Jays basketball.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Xstream, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. Do you currently live outside Waseca city limits? Mediacom's new Bolt high-speed internet service could be the fast, reliable internet connection you've been looking for. Ready for internet that can't be beat? Then call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Xstream team today.
Yellow Mushroom offer daily lunch specials from 11 to 1:30 and dinner specials starting at 5, Monday through Sunday. Each pizza is made with homemade dough, fresh cut vegetables, and freshly shredded cheese to ensure that your homemade pie is by far the best pizza you have experienced. Grab the family and come on out to Yellow Mushroom after the game to celebrate. Yellow Mushroom is a family tradition since 1968.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
It's never too early to plan summer fun. The Winstock Country Music Festival is June 16th and 17th, starring Miranda Lambert and Cody Johnson. With Jordan Davis, Gabby Barrett, and more. WinstockFestival.com has your ticket and camping info. Winstock welcomes Miranda Lambert, Cody Johnson, Dylan Scott, country legends Blackhawk, Diamond Rio, Jody Messina, and many more. Shop early and save. WinstockFestival.com has your tickets and camping. Winstock is brought to you by The Gardens at Winstead, Voss Construction, Waste Management, and Wind Electric of Elk River.
Well, welcome back. Don White, Dale Kuyap, as we get set for high school girls basketball, Section 2AA. Well, let's run through the starting lineups. First of all, for your Lady Jays, it will be senior guard Sam Azure. Sam averaging about 13 per game. Sam will be joined by 6'2" Chloe Wadd. Chloe is averaging about 16 per game. 6 foot senior Avery Madsen. Avery averaging about 8 per game. Also, Mia Kanawisher, she is a sophomore, 5'6". Mia averaging about 4 points per game. And rounding out the starting lineup will be Megan Kanawisher. Megan on the air averages about 5 per game, also about 5'6". For the Blue Earth area Buccaneers, it will be 6 foot senior Sophie Keister, 5 foot 7 inch junior Catherine Arman, 5 foot 2 inch freshman Lola Lundquist, 5 foot 5 inch sophomore Erica Gayden, and 5 foot 6 inch junior Chloe Groh. Head coach of your Lady Jays, of course, is Joan Conway, and head coach of the Blue Earth Area Buccaneers, Chris Voss. Coug, give me a couple big ones.
Well, number one, tournament time, I think no matter who you're playing and what level you're at, get off to a good start. Waseca gets off to a good start, this game will be over quickly because Blue Earth will say, here we go again, and the Jays will cruise to victory in the opening round. Number two, I'm with Joan. I want to see better defensive play for the Jays. They've prided themselves on man-to-man defense, and it's not been at the greatest the last few games. They need to toughen that up. And number three, we want to see that ball movement. Chloe's going to have a definite size advantage down low, but if she's covered, kick it out, move it around to the other side. Get that ball moving from side to side and knock down those open shots.
Lady Jays average 50 a game. They give up 43. Blue Earth Area averages, Coug, 41 a game, but they give up 61. So things there solid for the Jays. Waseca in their home blues, gold numerals and trim. The Bucks in their road whites with maroon numerals and gold trim. Crowd filing in, and we're about ready to roll. Your Lady Jays, the number two seed against Blue Earth Area, the number seven seed. The winner plays Thursday at 7:45 at Mankato East against the winner of NRHEG and Maple River. Tap will be controlled by Blue Earth Area, and it'll be Armin. She'll control the point. On the wing, Gaden, top of the circle with the basketball. That is Lundquist. Now Keister. She'll find Armin out on the wing. Gaden. Gaden ball tipped away by Kanawisher. That's the Megan variety. It still will be Buck ball to start.
Jays man-to-man, and they have come out quite aggressively to start the game.
Gaden on the wing. Now they'll go low post to Keister. Keister out on the wing. She'll find Lundquist. Right side, Keister. Keister, top of the circle, Lundquist. Lundquist working on Megan Kanawisher. Left side now, Gaden. Gaden, top of the circle to Grow. Now Armin, she'll fire up a long three way off the mark. That was Lola Lundquist, shot no good. Rebound grab by the Jays. Kanawisher up the right sideline. Here's Mia. Mia works right side. Mia will take it all the way to the hoop. Missed the shot, but there's Wad Coug with the putback. That's what you want to see. Chloe, averaging about 10 rebounds per game, Coug, and she can dominate tonight.
Yeah, and if three or four of those are offensive, that's really a big plus.
Just huge. Lundquist, Armin, right wing with it is Grobe. Now top of the circle is Gaden with the basketball. It is Blue Earth Area, Keister, as she continues to work with it. They're looking for something. Now a little runner. Boy, a nice little feed to Gaden. Gaden caught it, turned, and threw it up off the glass and in. Wow.
Caught the ball in the air and turned and shot it without even coming down. Great move.
I don't think she even looked. Here's Azure, top of the arc. Now Mia Kanawisher, she'll penetrate. There's Megan all alone for three. High arcing three, no good. Chloe gets the rebound. Put back off the window and in. And if that's going to be the case, Chloe might be in for another one of those 37-point jobs we saw. 4-2, Lady Jays on top. Armin.
Well, Wad's also starting out with the assignment of Keister, so.
Yeah. Grow to Keister. Now with the basketball, Lundquist stepping out as Armin. Left wing Keister and the Bucks. Coug, they're going to try to milk every possession, I would think, wouldn't you?
Yep. I would think they'd want to play as slow as possible.
And then Lundquist tried a pass. She tried to penetrate and throw it back out on the wing, threw it away right into the hands of the Jays. First turnover, Azure, Megan Kanawisher, Kanawisher. She'll spin, lose it right into the hand. Noah Madsen. Madsen, top of the arc, Mia Kanawisher. Back to Avery. Avery, right wing to Azure. Skip pass cross court to Mia. Mia will penetrate. Loses the basketball, but a reach-in foul is going to be called on Grohl. And Coug, one thing I noticed right away is there are so many holes in this Blue Earth defense. If you penetrate, there's nobody there. They're not collapsing or closing at all.
Yeah, they are playing man-to-man as well, and I'm sure that Keister is just keeping an eye on Chloe Wad, not concerned about helping out.
Oh, what a feed underneath to Wad. Good spin move, but she missed the little bunny. And on the rebound, the ball hits a Lady J, sails out of bounds. It will be Buck basketball.
Chloe always likes to turn to her left, yep. And that time she came back to her right, and yep. I think it shocked her that she was so wide open.
Keister at the free throw line, triple-teamed quickly. With it is Gaden.
Jay's now jumped Lundquist into his own, Don.
On the wing, here's Armin. She'll fire a quick three. Got it! There's Catherine Armin for three, and Cougar got a 5-4 basketball game. Blue Earth area leads. Here's Kanawisher right wing. Kanawisher spins. Kanawisher into the corner. Ball is tipped and knocked out of bounds by the Bucks. Armin, it still will be Jay's basketball. 5-4 Blue Earth area here early on. And Coog, the Lady Jays just can't seem to get some separation here, really.
Nope, Blue Earth's playing pretty good defense to start out.
Oh, Madsen wide open for a three and knocked it down. If they get that from Avery, things are trouble for other teams. 7-5. Couple of ties, couple of lead changes so far. Lundquist will bring it across the timeline. With it is Gaden. Now Armin. Right wing Keister.
Jays right back to their man-to-man.
They'll work the perimeter, just kind of throw it around the circle. Now they feed low post to Keister. Turn around over Watt. Nice shot as Keister buries it from about 7 feet and over the top of Chloe, and it's 7-7. 14 minutes to go here in the first half. Kanawisher, right wing to Mia. Mia and Megan. Mia, left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Now finds Megan. Megan will penetrate. She'll go right around Keister. Too hard off the window, but there's Chloe with the putback off the glass. Wad has three offensive rebound putbacks, Coog, and it's 9-7.
Getting great position when she sees a teammate go up for the shot.
And then Armin throws it over the head of Gaden out of bounds, an unforced error, second turnover. Into the game for Waseca is Addie Weisler. We will see quite a bit of Addie. She is a 5'6" junior. Addie averages about three per game. Megan Kanawisher to the free throw line. Bounce pass to Wad, cut into the hoop. Wad pull up baseline over the top of Keister. Bounces about four times on the rim and rolls in. Chloe's got a quick eight, Coogan. It's 11-7. With the ball, Lundquist. As Blue Earth stayed with their starting five, Keister back to Grohl. Left wing with it is Armin. She'll try to penetrate. Jay's cut her off. Gaden. It's free throw line, Keister into the corner. Armin, another three. That one way off the mark. And the rebound grabbed by Groh, and Groh's pass. Boy, Coach, you tried to fire it out on the perimeter, and she hit Megan Kanawisher right in the face. And the ball sails out of bounds. Megan says, you know what, I'm okay. But that one got her right on the, right below the schnoz, but Megan's tough. She'll hang in there. So she just shrugs it off and dives right back in there. There was a little contact. Then Coog Megan goes over there and starts to stir the pot a little bit, and the official goes right over. I like it. They get it to Lundquist, tries to go baseline. She's trapped in the corner, works her way out. Armin. Armin cross court to Grohl. Now her pass right through the hands of Lundquist, who took her eye off the little ball, little 3-foot pass. Rolls out of bounds, third turnover on the Bucks. So, Kanawisher, Megan, across the Blue Jay logo, on the wing to Addie Weisler. Weisler to Madsen, back to Weisler. Megan Kanawisher will penetrate. Megan leans in, her shot blocked, though, by Keister as she got to the hoop, and it will be Waseca ball. A couple of substitutions for Waseca. Callie Dufault will come into the game for Waseca. And I think Mia Kanawisher back in. Azure to Callie. Mia Kanawisher. Now Weisler, ball goes through her hands, runs it back down before the half court. Gets it back to Azure. Into the corner for Dufault. Pass too high, threw it away. First turnover on the Lady Jays. Boy, Coog, I would get Chloe a touch every time.
Yeah,
every time.
Sure could.
12:23 to go in the half. It's 11-7 Lady Jays. And Chloe, great start with eight. First substitution, Ashlyn Klinkner, 5'6" junior in for Blue Earth area. Grohl, Klinkner, Gaden, she'll take a long three. No good, and there's Wad with another big rebound. Outlets to Weisler across the timeline. Into the corner, Azure. Wide open look at a three. That one bangs off the iron. No good. Rebound by Dufault. She'll find Weisler. Weisler. Azure. In the corner for Mia Kanawisher. Back to Kelly Dufault. Dufault. Kanawisher. They're double teaming Wad Coog. You can see that. They'll find Azure. She'll step back and reset. Fires it out top to Weisler. In her pass, she was throwing it, I don't know to who, and threw it away. And up court comes Armin. Armin working down court against Weisler. Back to Lundquist. Second turnover on Waseca. 11-7 Lady Jays. Here goes Lundquist, tried to penetrate. Good cutoff, good D by Azure. Lundquist again, the penetration. She runs into about three Lady Jays, hits the floor, rolls. Ball sails away. Whistle blows. First foul is going to be called on Waseca. Madsen and Megan Kanawisher back in. Dufault and Weisler will quickly check out. Groh will take a breather for Blue Earth area. And Armin looking, fires it in to Gaiden, who just came back in. Lundquist now. Lundquist to the free throw line. Bounce pass to Klinkner. Armin along the perimeter, and a whistle blows, and they're going to call a push-off in the interior. Coog on Blue Earth area. That'll be their second team foul. Waseca will take over, leading 11-7 with 11:07 to go here in the half. Jays the 2 seed, Blue Earth area the 7 seed. Lady Jays want to move on. Below 11 minutes to go here in the first half. Azure is the Jays looking for some room to shoot. Now Madsen hands it back to Mia Kanawisher. Now Madsen back to Kanawisher. Coog, not a lot of movement here.
No.
Now here goes Azure. She'll penetrate, and she throws a behind, kind of a backwards bounce pass, through it right to Blue Earth area. Another turnover, and down court comes Armin, and Armin was chased down by Kanawisher. Knocked the ball out of bounds from behind, but it still will be Blue Earth ball. Three turnovers on each team, Coog, and the Jays' offense has just kind of gone stagnant.
Yeah, they're passing the ball, but they're all standing.
Very much so. They'll get it into Lundquist. Still 11-7, Blue Earth hanging around here in this first half. Lundquist on the wing to Armin. Now Keister, Klinkner. Armin will day lefty, he'll take that three. Long rebound's going to be grabbed by Klinkner. Right back to Lundquist. Spins in the paint around Kanawisher, up and in. Nice move by Lundquist, and they cut it to 11-9. So the Lady Bucks, Coug, are making some noise. Kanawisher. Right wing to Azure, back to Kanawisher. Cross court, Mia Kanawisher at the Blue Jay logo. Azure, Madsen, wide open three, corner, got it. And Avery Madsen has back-to-back threes, her two shots have both been threes, and she's above 35% from three-point range, and she's 100% tonight, 14-9. Gaiden, 9:40 to go here in the half. Lundquist, top of the circle. Lundquist surveying that Jays 2-3 defense. Gaiden, low post feed, Keister posting up on Wad and Coog. There's the thing that Chloe Wad brings into play. That height, Keister tried to position herself and travel.
Yeah. Keister's 6 foot, Chloe's 6'2", and it's not a good feeling when you turn around and see Chloe Wad standing between you and the basket.
Absolutely. New player in the game here, we'll get to just a moment. It is Madeline Ferguson, 5'8" sophomore, her first appearance. Madsen, low post feed. She gets it out to Watt. Now Madsen, Azure, skip pass, cross-court, Kanawisher. Right back to Azure. Azure penetrates, lost the ball, tie up, both bodies hit the floor. Good job by Azure as she lost the ball and then tied up Keister, and the jump ball arrow goes to Waseca Coog. That was really great hustle by Sam. She turned a turnover into getting the ball back. They'll inbound in three. Mia Kanawisher, a three. Corner, got it. Mia Kanawisher buries the three ball. Mia up on the year, about 30% free three-point range, and it's 17-9. And right now, Coog, if you get a little run, this thing could be about done.
Yep, you're right.
Lundquist spins, backing in Kanawisher. Now Keister. Back to Lundquist. Lundquist will take a three and got it. Wow. But they just continue to answer with big baskets, and it's 17-12. Give credit to Blue Earth. They're hanging around. 8:35 to go. Jays by 5. We'll be back in 30 seconds with Seca Lady Jays basketball.
When today is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise advisor for personalized goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise Financial Advisors Kevin or Bill Walter today at 507-835-7080. That's 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
KFOW, Waseca, Owatonna, 1170 AM, 106.3 FM, Southern Minnesota's home of Fox News.
We're back in Waseca. Lady Jays leading 17-12 in this first game of the 2AA South subsection. Well, cool. The Bucks are making them work.
Well, it happens at tournament time.
It does.
You know, it's, everybody's the same. If you lose, you're done for the year. So you got to come out with great effort. And even if you're a big underdog like Blue Earth is, who knows?
Yep. And you could just kind of, it still feels like Coug. Lady Jays could string together like a little 8-10 point run. They could yep, just put this thing in the rearview mirror.
No doubt.
Here's Madsen. Madsen, top of the circle. Kanawisher, Mia, wide open look at a three. Corner, that one no good. Great rebound put back by Chloe. The shot doesn't go, but she got fouled. She'll shoot a pair. Chloe about 57% at the charity stripe. The 6'2" senior. And Coug, she has 8 points. She's got to have four or five rebounds already.
Five rebounds, yeah. And I think every one might be an offensive board.
Well, she had one defensive.
One defensive?
Yep. First free throw is good by Chloe. She's got 9. Lady Jays lead by 6, 18-12. Second free throw for the senior, who has been, she's really been good this year, Coug. Good numbers, 16 and 10 per game. And good luck from the free throw line. Knocks them both down, and it's 19-12 Waseca. Now we'll see what they can do on offense. Back across half court is Armin. Left wing, Gaden. Gaden tried to find Keister. Ball is grabbed by Keister. Well, cool. I thought Keister thinks she was fouled, and the ball went right off her hands, and just everybody watched it roll out of bounds. I think she thought she was fouled and waited for a whistle. I can't understand why nobody went after the ball, but 19-12, that's the fifth turnover on the Bucks. Azure, back to Megan. Callie Dufault entered the game. Callie at the point. Azure in the corner for Weisler. Weisler out top to Dufault. Dufault will penetrate. Bounce pass. She was looking for Watt, and the ball was kicked out of bounds by Ferguson. Waseca retains possession with 7:47 to go in the half. Azure. Wide open is Dufault. Dufault thought about a three, now penetrates, finds Megan Kanawisher. She'll spot up for a three way off the mark, and the rebound grabbed by Lundquist coming the other way. Lundquist to the top of the circle for Blue Earth area. Left wing, Armin. Armin penetrates. Armin, boy, I thought she traveled. Nope, and then they throw up a three and hit it. Lundquist hit the three. Coug after what was for sure a travel, and it's 19-15. The Lady Jays just can't shake this pesky Blue Earth squad. Dufault, bounce pass in the paint, throws it right into the hands of Blue Earth area. And down court comes the Bucks, and they turn it right back over after a couple of tips. Ends up in the hands of Azure. 7 minutes to go. Here's Madsen, low post feed, Wad. Wad out top for Dufault, and Dufault put the ball on the floor, but a whistle blew away from the ball. It's going to be a foul, I think, on the Bucks. Yeah, it'll be Ferguson will pick up the foul. Team's fourth, her first. Jays by 4. They'll inbound to Wad. Boy, good catch by Chloe to save that from going out of bounds. In the corner, Azure. Azure will penetrate. Azure in the corner is Madsen. Wide open three for Avery. That one halfway down, no good. And Keister the rebound. And up court come the Bucks, and they can cut into this lead a bit more. 19-15 Waseca. Back to Gaden. Now Armin. With it is Lundquist. Now Keister. Ferguson. Ferguson to Lundquist, and she'll just jack up a three, and it goes. That's her third three, and it's 19-18. Coog, I don't even know how that one went down. It rolled around and rolled around and went.
She's a freshman.
She's just jacking it up. She's got 11. Here's Azure. Bounce pass to Canawisher. And Megan, nice little baseline 10-footer, knocks it down. And the Lady Jays now lead 21-18. Like I said in the pregame, Coog, the three-point shot makes the impossible possible in these matchups.
And you're never out of games either.
Never out of games. With it is Ferguson. Now Armin. Lundquist. Lundquist will back up and reset the offense. 5:43 to go. Lundquist almost lost it. Got it back. Armin. Left wing is Ferguson. Bounce pass low post to Keister. And the ball hits Keister. I think Wad said... Well, actually, the Jays are saying, hey, that ball is theirs. They give it to Bluerth, Eric Coog, but it looked like it was with Sika ball, and it was. That's the seventh turnover on the Bucks. Canawisher will come out for Waseca and take a break. Cali do fall back in. 21-18, Waseca, 5.5 to go in the half in this 7-2 matchup. Madsen, Dufault. Back to Madsen. Baseline Azure, try to feed in the post. It's tipped, stolen. Bucks come the other way. Armin, the right wing, picks up the dribble. Now a bounce pass, stolen right back by Mia Canawisher. Eighth turnover on Blue Earth area. We're down to 5:04 to go in the half. Dufault back to Mia Canawisher. Mia, bounce pass, corner Azure. Azure works her way out, finds Callie Dufault. Those post feed to Watt, right back out to Mia. Mia to Canawisher, 4:48 to go. Here's Madsen at the free throw line. Now Azure on the wing. Azure, a little head fake, goes baseline. She's cut off. Bounce pass to Wad. Now Dufault underneath. Good pass to Chloe, and Chloe got position, goes up strong, but gets tied up. In fact, the shot was blocked by Keister. They call a jump ball, and it goes to Blue Earth area. Whew, that was a great play by Keister. Tied her up with the one hand as they both went up. The official said jump ball, and this time the arrow goes to the Bucks. And Waseca calls a timeout. Wow, we got ourselves a game, 21-18. Back in 30 seconds, Waseca Blue Jay basketball.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
We're in Waseca, 2AA, South Subsection Playoffs. And Coog, the Lady Jays beat this team by 36 and beat this team by 18. Blue Earth area is having none of that.
Kind of what you expect at turning time, though. It just never easy.
It isn't. Lundquist, Groh, Gaden, baseline, post feed to Keister, and she's bodied up from behind by Watt, and they're going to call the foul on Chloe. I think that'll be her first.
Only the second foul on the Jays.
Yeah, it's really not been much of a factor here so far. They'll get it in to Keister, who's been very good here tonight. Armin, now Lundquist, who has three threes here tonight, the little lefty. Gaden, left wing to Groh. Here's Lundquist. Lundquist tries to work herself free. Back to Gaden. Gaden at about half court. Finds Keister underneath, and Canawisher reached in and popped her. And foul called. Holding on Megan. That'll be Megan's first, team's third. Blue Earth will inbound from the baseline. Lundquist. Lundquist on working on Canawisher. Now Lundquist, right wing, couple of head fakes, goes to the paint, throws up a runner, rolls off the rim. Weak side board by Weisler, who just came in. 3:45 to go in the half. Lady Jays on top by three. There's Madsen. Madsen back to Canawisher. Mia. Now Avery Madsen to Mia Canawisher. 3:30 to go here in the half. Madsen will take it to the hoop. And Madsen Coog, if she just goes to the glass, she's got a layup. She tried to wrap her on pass and threw it right into the hands of the Bucks. I don't know why you don't finish that at the rim.
Put it up.
3:20 to go. There's Keister. Back to Groh. Turnover number 6 on Wasika. Lundquist. Now Gaden. Gaden. Back to Lundquist. 3-point lead for Wasika. Here's Armin. And Armin, as she throws a pass in the corner to Groh, another push-off away from the ball is going to be called on Blue Earth area. And I think that's going to be on Keister. That's her first, team's 5th, with 3:02 to go. Weisler out. Azure back in. Boy, Coug, what can the Jays do here to jumpstart this offense?
They got to get some movement. There's 4 people standing and 1 dribbling. They're passing the ball, but no one moves.
Yeah. Cross-court pass from Kanawisher to Kanawisher, and Mia wasn't expecting it, and just sails out of bounds. Turnover 7 on Wasika. Well, Coogan, the Lady Jays are doing everything to help Blue Earth area stay in this game.
No doubt.
Oh, Lundquist back on the wing to Groh. Gaden to Lundquist. Armin. Armin will back up and reset the offense with 2:35 to go. And this is about the best-case scenario the Bucks could have hoped for. Lundquist back to Keister. Keister hands it off to Armin. Groh, right wing Gaden. Gaden to Keister, and the Bucks moving the basketball, just trying to keep the Lady Jays a bit off balance. 2:15 to go, and a Coug, they're trying to run a little clock too. Why not? Shorten the game, even in the first half. Bounce pass in the corner, tipped out of bounds by Megan Kanawisher. It still will be Bucks ball. Don White, Dale Kuyath with you on 1170 AM, 106.3 FM, and Newstalk1170.com. You can hear any one of the Blue Jay broadcasts underneath Blue Jay Sports on Newstalk1170.com. Turnaround by Keister, partially blocked and sails out of bounds. Wad got a hand on it. Chloe averages, I think, about a block and a half a game. 2:03 to go. Bucks still hanging on to the ball. Lady Jays hanging on to a 3-point lead. Lundquist tried to get to the paint. She was cut off by Kanawisher. Now Lundquist again right side. Gaten to Armin, and she tried an interior pass, threw it right into the hands of Mia Kanawisher. Threw it right over the top of Keister. She never had a chance. Here's a pass by Madsen. Nice catch by Kanawisher to save a turnover. Skip pass cross court. Azure to Madison. Madsen. Now Megan Kanawisher, excuse me. Left wing Azure. Azure works to the corner. 1:30 to go. Here's Azure. Azure fires out top to Madsen. Now Mia Kanawisher with 1:20 to go. Lady Jays just can't seem to solve this defense.
A good 5 bodies standing in one spot, in their spots. Don.
Well, there's Madsen wide open. Look at the free throw line. Hits the back iron, sails straight up in the air and falls through. And the Lady Jays score for the first time in about 3 minutes. 23-18 with 1 minute to go in the half. It's just like Coug, they can't figure out this defense. They've seen it twice. Interior feed to Keister. Good catch. She's quickly triple-teamed. Kanawisher runs over there to close it down. And Keister trying to break free. Coug, she traveled. And that's 10 turnovers. But I thought, Coug, there might have been a little contact on that one. I think Lady Jays got away.
She was surrounded by 3 grabbing and reaching Blue Jays.
Yeah, I think we got away with one, but... Well, it is what it is. Mia Kanawisher back of the Blue Jay logo. Left wing for Azure, who hasn't even shot the ball. Good feed underneath Kanawisher. Megan finds Chloe Wad, and Wad will lay it up and in. 25-18 Jays. We're down to 27 seconds to go in the half. Lundquist back to Gaden. Right wing, Groh. Now with it is Armin. She'll take a 3 from dead straight away. Missed it. Rebound grab by Mia Kanawisher, and Kanawisher will be fouled. That'll be the 6th team foul, I believe, on Blue Earth area. 14 seconds to go, and Coug, I don't know why you take that shot with 14 seconds.
No, I...
You could be down by either. 7 at the most. Yep. I don't understand that. 10 seconds. Azure right wing. 9 seconds. Kanawisher. Mia with it. About half court. Here's Azure. 4 seconds. Somebody's got to shoot it underneath to Wad. Wad, turn around off the glass at the buzzer. No good. Oh, they had a really good play and a good look, but it falls off the rim, and the Lady Jays head to halftime with a 25-18 lead. Let's take a break. We will be back. Halftime coming up, back in 3 minutes. 3 minutes with Sika Lady Jays basketball.
I'm Nyla Hagen, Edward Jones Financial Advisor and Blue Jays fan. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement that our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why I'm a proud sponsor of Waseca Blue Jay Sports on COWS AM Radio. Call me at 835-5207 or stop by my office in the Northridge Plaza for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Go Jays.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Xtreme, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. Do you currently live outside Waseca city limits? Mediacom's new Bolt high-speed internet service could be the fast, reliable internet connection you've been looking for. Ready for internet that can't be beat? Then call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Xtreme team today.
Yellow Mushroom offer daily lunch specials from 11 to 1:30 and dinner specials starting at 5, Monday through Sunday. Each pizza is made with homemade dough, fresh-cut vegetables, and freshly shredded cheese to ensure that your homemade pie is by far the best pizza you have experienced. Grab the family and come on out to Yellow Mushroom after the game to celebrate. Yellow Mushroom is a family tradition since 1968.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
It's never too early to plan summer fun. The Winstock Country Music Festival is June 16th and 17th, starring Miranda Lambert and Cody Johnson, with Jordan Davis, Gabby Barrett, and more. WinstockFestival.com has your ticket and camping info. Winstock welcomes Miranda Lambert, Cody Johnson, Dylan Scott, country legends Blackhawk, Diamond Rio, Jody Messina, and many more. Shop early and save. WinstockFestival.com has your tickets and camping. Winstock is brought to you by The Gardens at Winstead, Voss Construction, Waste Management, and Winlectric of Elk River.
Welcome back. It's halftime. Don White, Dale Kuyath, as the Lady Jays lead in this matchup between the two-seeded Lady Jays and number seven-seeded Bucks. Been a good one, though, 25-18. Let's run through the first half stats. Leading the way for Waseca, Chloe Wadd, she had 12. 8 points for Avery Madsen, 2 for Megan Kanawisher, and a 3 for Mia Kanawisher. Lady Jays were 10 of 20, 50%. They were 2 of 2 from the free throw line, and they turned it over 7 times. Blue Earth area was led by Lola Lundquist. She had 3 threes on her way to 11. 3 for Harmon, 2 for Keister, and 2 for Erica Gaydon. The Bucks were 7 of 14, 50%. They were they in fact didn't shoot a free throw in the first half, and they turned it over 10 times. 25-18 our score. Goop.
Well, Don, if my pens were going to go dry, this would have been the night for them to happen, because I could have kept track of the rebounds in my head. Waseca leads the boards 9-4 at halftime. The Jays have 5 offensive, 4 defensive. Blue Earth has 2 of each. For the Jays, Chloe Wadd, 5 rebounds. Mia Kanawisher, 2. 1 apiece for Wiesler and Dufault. 9-4, the Jays lead on the boards at halftime.
Well, Cook, I just think offensively it's the problem has been for the Jays. They haven't, you know, you give up 18 points and a half, that's pretty good. But offensively, they just went stagnant. They just could not seem to figure out a Blue Earth defense that has been giving up a boatload of points.
Yeah, they seem flat, don't they? They
just
doesn't seem to be a lot of enthusiasm. You know, like we said, the Jays are moving the ball, but the players aren't moving.
Yeah.
They're getting to a spot and staying in one spot, and Wasika's ending up throwing a lot of cross-court slip passes that I just cringe every time I see one of those let go. But they've got to get some player movement along with the ball movement.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's been, you know, just it just seems very out of sync with, you know, what they're doing. I do like the fact they're trying to get Chloe some touches, but, boy, there I think other players now, Coug, have, you know, there are holes in this defense where you can take some shots. You don't have to shoot a three.
Exactly.
And you can make some 10, 12-footers here. I think there's open areas there. We'll see if they can rectify that here in the second half. By the way, Coug, the boys will start tournament play next week. They finished up basically conference. They were they played Saturday night and lost to New Ulm, and it was a fairly lopsided loss. In fact, that's the third time they played them, Coug, and this was the biggest margin. So they'll start out next week, and I'm guessing, Coug, they looks like they're kind of falling into the three seed. They got 20 wins.
Yep.
I think they're 20-6. So, you know, it's been a phenomenal season for the guys. But, you know, they should have a home game next Tuesday, and then off they go.
Yeah, they'll be the third seed because Maple River is the defending section champ, and they're like 24-2.
Yeah.
And Lake Crissawaga Memorial's only lost one.
Yeah.
So those two are going to be 1-2 one way or the other, and the Jays will be in that third slot and get a home game. We should mention New Ulm for the third time, John, Don, Colton Benson, that junior sharpshooter, had 39, 36, and 27 in three games against the Jays.
Yeah, he liked playing us.
I hope we figure out how to stop him by next winter.
He really, really likes playing.
Yeah, he does.
Now, he shoots a lot,
but
and a lot of them go in, so. But, yeah, Waseca didn't get a chance, Coug, to play for that conference crown, which would have been this Tuesday because they lost Saturday. But still 20-6, and they're still very intriguing, don't you think, as we head to tournament time. If they got everybody healthy and, you know, things are – and they're just playing their game, they're very interesting.
They're a fun team to watch. They aren't a team that's just going to go out and dominate you because of their talent.
Yeah.
But they've got a lot of pieces that work well together. They move the ball very well. They knock down threes when they get them. And I think they're almost in the same position as Joan. I think Seth wants to see that defense better at tournament time.
Well, let's take one more break before we get in half number two. Let's take a break. We'll be back in 1 minute. Back in 1 minute, it's 25-18, Waseca at half. Back in 1 minute, Waseca Lady Jays basketball.
When today is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise advisor for personalized goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise Financial Advisors Kevin or Bill Walter today at 507-835-7080. That's 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Waseca, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Mike Demmel at Demmel Ford Lincoln in Waseca, and we are proud to support Waseca Blue Jay Athletics. Demmel Ford Lincoln and DemmelFord.com are where you can always find the area's best selection of new Ford vehicles, new Lincoln vehicles, the nicest pre-owned vehicles, and service specials. Demmel Ford Lincoln wants to congratulate and say thanks to all of the coaches, athletes, teachers, and their families who help make our Blue Jays the best. Go Jays!
It's halftime. Lady Jays on top 25-18. And, Coug, if there's a positive we can roll out of this first half with, I don't think the Lady Jays played really good basketball, and you're still up by 7. So there is a positive there.
No doubt about it. Anytime you can say we didn't play as well as we think we can and you're ahead, that's definitely a plus.
What did Jake Joni said at halftime?
I Yeah, I'm hoping she said the same thing we're saying, that we got to move more when we have the ball. Chloe's got to be smart enough. If we get it into her and they just collapse on her, she's got to kick it out to the open people. She's been getting great position, I mean, inside of that low block even, and you aren't going to stop her if she gets it that low.
Well, if they can come out of the gates, Coog, like we said here in the first half, which I hope they would have done, get out of the gates here in the second half, a little 6 or 8-0 run, and, you know, make Bluer think, well, on to next year, you know?
Yeah. No doubt if the Jays, I would say if the Jays score the first 6-8 points, this game's pretty well over.
Yeah. I think the Jays should get the ball first, correct? Because Blue Earth got it first, or, yeah, the Jays should get the ball first. They do, so. Well, here we go. Let's see what the Lady Jays can do. Give credit to Blue Earth area. They've come in and worked really hard.
Yep, playing hard, hanging in there.
Yep. So Madsen will inbound to Azure. Same starters on both sides. Azure will penetrate. Nothing there. Back out to Mia Canna-Wisher. Mia in the corner for Azure. Azure to Wad, free throw line. Back to Megan. Megan right back to Wad. Good
nice
low
pass.
Post feed. Boy, nice. And great position, Coog. Did you see the way she worked Keister out of the way?
Held Keister off to the inside and got a nice bounce pass to the outside. And once she turned, there was no one there.
Lead pushes to 9. It is Grohl. Back to Gayton. Now Armin. Here's Lundquist. She carried him in that first half with 11, Coog. 3 big threes. Gayton. Lundquist. Now right back to Armin. Keister with it. They'll continue to work it. Here's Grohl in the paint. Out on the wing, Armin. Armin a 3. Back iron no good. Lundquist grabbed the rebound. Lundquist tried to feed in the paint, and the ball was kicked by Canna-Wisher. Mia did. Stopped it from making its way to Grohl. It will still be Buck ball. Just underway, second half. Lady Jays by 9. The inbounds pass is tipped, stolen by Mia.
Good play by Canna-Wisher.
11th turnover on the Bucks. Good quick hands by Mia. Megan will bring it across half court. Megan around a pick by Wad. Picks up the dribble. Now in the corner for Mia. Mia will penetrate. Fires it to Madsen. Madsen now to Mia Canna-Wisher. Megan, couple of head fakes. Megan penetrates. Leans in. Off the glass. Got it. And Coog, I think the movement, they heard you, because it just seems to be a little bit more spring in the step here in the second half.
Yeah, and I like that. You like to see that.
29-18, Lady Jays with the first 4 of the half. Gate underneath to Grohl. Grohl out on the wing for Armin. Armin low post feed. Keister, her shot partially blocked again, Coog, by Chloe Watt. Wad got a piece of it, and the ball just rifles out of bounds, but Wad definitely made a difference there.
And nice defense because she put the hand straight up in the air and then slap at the ball.
Armin's going to inbound from the baseline. Armin looking, fires it, throwing right into the hands of Azure. Here comes Sam down court. Sam picks up the dribble. Back now to Mia Canna-Wisher. Madsen wide open, 3. No, rebound grab by Gayton. Boy, Coog, that might have been the straw right there.
Yeah, that could have done her.
And a timeout quickly called by Coach Voss of Blue Earth area. Doesn't like what's happening. Lady Jays by 11. Timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds with Seca Lady Jays basketball.
I'm Nyla Hagen, Edward Jones Financial Advisor and Blue Jays fan. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement that our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why I'm a proud sponsor of Waseca Blue Jay Sports on COWS AM Radio. Call me at 835-5207 or stop by my office in the Northridge Plaza for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Go Jays.
.15:57 to go here in the game. Lady Jays by 11. Low scoring affair. Into the ball game for Blue Earth area is Ashlyn Klinkner, substitution. Lady Jays stay the same. Lundquist, left wing Armin. Armin, top of the arc, Gayton. Now Lundquist to Armin. Armin, cross court, Klinkner. Lundquist, right wing. Now Gayton feeds underneath the Keister. Keister, turn around this time. They're going to say that Wad got her on the arm. Boy, Coog, she just can't get a shot off over Chloe.
I don't agree with that either.
I don't either.
Because Keister's falling forward as she shoots it.
The ball, Coog, never even got close to the rim.
No.
I mean, not even close. Second foul on Chloe, and Keister will shoot free throws. This is the first free throw attempt for Blue Earth area, and it's good. 29-19. Keister now has three on the night. 6 foot senior, second offering. That one way short on the ground is Madsen. Madsen's going to be tied up. Jump ball arrow is going to go to Blue Earth area. 15:37 to go. So the Bucks will take that possession. Armin from the baseline. Looking into Lundquist, and Megan Kanawisher reaches in and pokes it out of bounds. Good job getting in the passing lane that time by Megan. They'll try this again from the baseline. They'll get it into Lundquist. Lundquist to the free throw line. Back in the corner, Gayton. Gayton, a three. That one in. Up and in. Erica Gayton, and the Bucks could close it right back down to seven. 15:20 to go. Here's Azure. Mia Kanawisher.
2-3 zone now for the Bucks.
Azure cross court, wide open is Madsen for a look at a three and buried it. And Avery on the night, Coog, is 3-for-4 from beyond the arc, and it's 32-22.
I tell you, she's one that you love to see left open like that because she'll knock it down.
If she can get her feet squared up and everything, she is deadly. Gayton to Lundquist. Free throw line, Keister. Hands it off to Armin. Right back to Lundquist. 14:45 to go in the game. They'll try to feed in the paint to Keister. Right back out to Armin. Hands it off to Lundquist, working at the top of the circle. Ayton right wing. Lady Jays, good D. They'll get it in the paint to Klinkner, and Klinkner's going to be fouled over the back by Madsen, reaching for the ball. Second foul on Wasika in the half, and that's Avery's first. Armin from the baseline. Looking, and a timeout called quickly by Blue Earth area. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds with Seca Lady Jays basketball.
Not all internet is created equal. That's why more Blue Jay fans choose Xstream, powered by Mediacom. Our fiber-powered network was built to keep you ahead of the game, delivering the speed, reliability, and security you deserve. Do you currently live outside Waseca city limits? Mediacom's new Bolt high-speed internet service could be the fast, reliable internet connection you've been looking for. Ready for internet that can't be beat? Then call 844-4FASTER and talk to the Xstream team today.
In Waseca, the Lady Jays leading 32-22, but the Lady Bucks making them work awful hard and keeping it interesting. Fired way out top to Klinkner. Cross-court Lundquist. Lundquist hands it off to Armin. Lady Jays working the defense. Klinkner with it. Now her pass to Armin, who works her way out of trouble. Out to the top of the circle, right wing Klinkner. Klinkner fires it out top right into the hands of Megan Kanawisher. And Megan will cruise in with a left-hand layup, finger roll up and in. Kanawisher with the pick and the finish. And it's 34-22, and that's now 13 turnovers on the Buck. Here's Gayton, lost the basketball on the ground. Ball's loose. She is tied up by Madsen, and that jump ball arrow should be Wasika. It is. Yep. So good defense there, Coog. Now you got yourself a 12-point lead. Come down here, score, and just really start to put the pressure on.
I think Joan might have talked a little about defense. There
she
a
did.
Lot more aggressive.
Way more. Left wing Madsen. Feeds it to Kanawisher. Megan right back out to Madsen. Cross court to Azure in the corner. Azure will penetrate. Wraparound pass. Megan Kanawisher back out top. Mia Kanawisher. Kanawisher works into the right corner. Low post feed to Wad. Goes right through her hands, and oh boy. It looked like a turnover, but then Gayton from behind tried to catch the errant pass and lost it out of bounds. Still Jay's ball.
Wad should have caught that pass.
Yep.
That was a good feed from Kanawisher.
And a layup was about to happen. Azure from the baseline. Bounce pass underneath the Megan. Megan, good catch. Powers it up and gets fouled. She'll shoot a pair. About a 73% free throw shooter on the year is Megan Kanawisher.
And a real plus for the Jays, Megan Kanawisher stepping up a little offensively tonight.
She's finding some gaps and making some things happen and hitting her free throws. First one is good. 35-22, and Coug, that's the biggest lead of the night for the Lady Jays at 13. Megan missed the second one. Long rebound run down by Armin. Hands it to Lundquist. Lundquist across the timeline. In the corner, Grohl. Now Gayton feeds Keister. Keister trying to work her way around. Oh, for crying out loud, they're going to call another foul on Chloe Wadd. Keister, Cook, she wrapped herself around and threw the ball against the wall.
And was falling down herself.
She wasn't even attempting a shot. She just threw it against the wall. That's the third foul on Chloe. That's a terrible call. If you're just going to throw the ball, Cook, against the wall and get called, get the foul, I'd do it all night, I guess. Now, inbound, the pass is tipped loose, and Kanawisher grabs the loose ball on the sideline, and I think she's fouled. Megan Kanawisher making another play, and now the officials are discussing, and it will be a foul, I think, on Blue Earth area with Sika ball turnover on the Bucks. And that'll be the second foul on Gayton. With 13:17 to go, Lady Jays by 13. You need something to get you a little fired up, Coop.
Yep, no doubt.
Madsen. Into the corner, Azure. Nice feed to Chloe. Wide open underneath. Spins, banks it in.
Now there's the great ball movement. Wing to corner to post quickly.
37-22, 12:55 to go. Lady Jays up by 15. That is their biggest lead. Keister. Now Grohl at the free throw line. Here's Lundquist. She'll back up and reset the offense.
They've really tightened up on Lundquist. They aren't letting her set up from 30.
Oh, there's almost another turnover. Good defense on the sideline by the Lady Jays. They double-teamed Gayton, and they're going to call a reach-in foul on the Jays.
You got to be smart there. You got a girl double-teamed and pinned against the sidelines. Don't reach in and foul.
Second foul on Megan Kanawisher. Into Lundquist. Lundquist, double dribble. Are they going to call a reach-in foul?
They're going to call a reach-in before the double dribble.
They are on Azure, and that'll be the fifth team foul on the Jays. So the Jays' foul is starting to pile up with 12:31 to go. They'll get it into Keister. Lady Jays by 15. Back out to Gayton. Here's Lundquist, finally gets a look at a three. And Coug, she buries it in between the backboard and the rim, and it's stuck.
That last fall, they called on Megan Kanawisher, and that was her
third.
I thought Azure got her on the way by.
I did, too. I thought it was Azure as well. So, Coug, because the ball got stuck between the rim and the backboard, Blue Earth gets it back.
No, it's a jump ball.
Oh, that's right, jump ball. That's right.
It must have been Blue Earth's
possession. It was Blue Earth's ball. I'm sorry, you're right. It's a jump ball, and it's Blue Earth's. They'll feed Keister again. Is she going to do it? And now she'll turn around and travel. Turnover 15.
She is
absolutely
very crude down there, Don. She does not have good footwork. She does not have good balance.
And she can't find a way around Chloe Wadd.
Right.
Wadd's just got her completely taken out of her game. Mia Kanawisher finds Madsen. Madsen, bounce pass, baseline, Azure. Azure, she hasn't taken a shot, I don't believe, tonight, Coop. Sam Azure. Kanawisher to Addie Weisler. She just came in. Madsen, another good look at a three. That one's short. There's Wadd, the rebound. Chloe right back to the rim. Gets fouled by Keister. Good job by Chloe Coug. I liked she just put the ball on the floor and went right to the hoop. She'll shoot a pair. And that'll be, I think, is that three on Keister? It's two on Keister. And that'll be the third team foul on the Buccaneers. And timeout called by Waseca. Lady Jays by 15 are going to try to add to it from the free throw line. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds, Waseca Lady Jays basketball.
I'm Nyla Hagen, Edward Jones Financial Advisor and Blue Jays fan. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement that our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why I'm a proud sponsor of Waseca Blue Jay Sports on COWS AM Radio. Call me at 835-5207 or stop by my office in the Northridge Plaza for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Go KFOW, Jays. Waseca, Owatonna, 1170 AM, 106.3 FM, Southern Minnesota's home of Fox News.
We're back in the Class AA South Subsection Tournament. Waseca leading Blue Earth Area 37-22, and Chloe Wadd can add to the lead. And right now, cool, the Lady Jays are starting to create that separation.
Yeah, that's what they should be doing, forcing it, or not forcing it, but getting the good shots now with the big lead, and take your time, take care of the ball, get a good shot every time down the court.
And it's funny, Coog, Blue Earth Area's taken four shots in this half. The Lady Jays have taken seven. Nobody's shooting the ball.
Right.
Wadd?
Lady Jays have one rebound this half done because nobody's shooting.
Nobody's shooting. Free throw is good by Wadd. She's 3 for 3. And the lead balloons, Coog, to 16. Chloe can push it even further. 11:46 to go. Second free throw. Boy, she's so good, Coog, from the free throw line. Knocks them both down. Lead at 17. With the ball, Lundquist. Lundquist, boy, they have really shut her down. Weisler on her now. Lundquist, bounce pass to Keister. Keister right back to Lundquist. Lundquist backs up, resets everything. Now Gayton, she'll work to the right corner. Gayton picks up the dribble. Gayton in some trouble. Gayton tries to spin out, bounce pass to Grohl. Now with it, Ferguson. Ferguson in the ball game. Madeline Ferguson. They find Keister. Keister shot up over Wadd. No good. And on the rebound, Azure gets fouled from behind. Sam went in there strong, got the rebound, and got clubbed on the back of the head. Third foul on Gayton. That'll be the fourth on Blue Earth Area. The Lady Jays with 11:05 to go can push this lead even further. They lead by 17. With it is Weisler to Wadd. Wadd. Now Azure. Azure in the corner. Madsen. Top of the arc. Weisler. Right back to Avery. Low post feed. Chloe. Chloe, couple of head fakes. Turn around. Off the window. No good. Chloe looks for the rebound. Ball hits the floor. Azure from her backside, Coo, grabs the rebound and gets tied up. Good work by Sam. And Coo, the Lady Jays get the possession arrow. So good work by Sam. Gets the ball back. Sam will inbound to Mia Kanawisher. Madsen, good look at a three. No. Rebound grabbed by Mia Kanawisher, and she'll be fouled. Great hustle by Mia Kanawisher, and the Lady Jays, Coug, are really working.
They're going to the boards hard now, but most of all, they really stepped it up on defense, I think, because Blue Earth is really having trouble getting any kind of an open shot.
And that's three fouls on Keister. The inbounds pass to Madsen underneath. Missed the layup. Got her own rebound. Puts it back up and in. Avery Madsen on the inbound, working on the glass. 41-22, the lead now at 19. Coug, the Lady Jays have allowed 4 points in this half.
Yep.
And we've almost played 8 minutes. Gayton in the corner. Boy, Waseca. I'll tell you what, Coug, you're right. Jones, definitely her talk was defense. Keister tries a 10-footer, missed everything by a mile. Azure the weak side board. Here comes Sam flying down court. Stops and resets the offense. Now Weisler. Weisler. Right wing, Madsen. Skip pass, cross court, Mia Kanawisher. A three, rims in and out, and Keister will rip down the board. 9:50 to go. Lundquist now to Gayton. Gayton, her pass along the sideline. She was looking for Armin and threw it out of bounds. That is 16 turnovers on the Bucks. And I think Blue Earth wants a timeout now, Coug, so we can't really get any flow to this game. Another timeout. Let's take one. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Waseca Lady Jays basketball.
Yellow Mushroom offer daily lunch specials from 11 to 1:30 and dinner specials starting at 5, Monday through Sunday. Each pizza is made with homemade dough, fresh cut vegetables, and freshly shredded cheese to ensure that your homemade pie is by far the best pizza you have experienced. Grab the family and come on out to Yellow Mushroom after the game to celebrate. Yellow Mushroom is a family tradition since 1968.
We're in Waseca. Lady Jays in firm control now with 9:48 to go. Leading Blue Earth Area 41-22. Winner of this one takes on the winner of NRHEG Maple River Thursday at 7:45 at Mankato East High School. So right now, Coug, if you're the Lady Jays, you just mind your P's and Q's, work the basketball on offense, and keep doing what you're doing defensively. You'll be fine.
Definitely. You know, I think probably a goal when you play Blue Earth, they've had trouble scoring all year.
Yeah.
You figure once you get to 40, you're in pretty good shape because they have trouble scoring 40.
Yeah, they average exactly 41 a game, so you're right. Lady Jays have the ball and a 19-point lead. Azure with it. Cross the timeline. Azure to Callie Dufault. She's in the ball game now for Waseca. Megan Kanawisher, couple of jab steps, now penetrates. Megan throws up a wildly off-balance shot, and it somehow went in. Oh, my goodness, things are, you're living right, Cougar. That one goes in.
Boy, that's for sure.
43-22 with 9:20 to go, and the lead expands even further. As Coug, the Bucks, they're having a heck of a time just getting a shot.
Yeah, they can't solve this defense.
Here's Armin, now Gaten at half court. Right wing with it is Lundquist. Lundquist will try to penetrate, spins, gets to the rim, off the glass, good. She obviously, Coug, is their scorer, and she finally breaks the long drought, 45-22.
And just a freshman.
Yeah, she'll be a pain for a while for opponents. Dufault back to Azure. Azure steps back, now finds Megan Kanawisher. Lady Jays, 43-24. Good feed to Chloe Watt again.
Great
Watt.
Position again by Watt.
Great position, 45-24 as she buries it. And good, Chloe's got 20. 8.5 to go. Lundquist will step back. Lundquist, Lady Jays by 21. Armin. Ferguson, now Armin. Right wing Ferguson, Keister in the corner with 8:15 to go. Here's Lundquist again. She'll back up. Gaten, they'll go Keister underneath. Keister is just going to throw it up high off the glass. No good. Great defense by Wad. Coug, she's just forced her off balance all night long.
Yeah.
Another rebound for the Jays. Here's Kanawisher out on the wing for Mia. Bounce pass to Wad. Wad gets good position. Missed the layup. Got her own rebound. Wad up strong. Put back good. So Chloe Coug missed the bunny and just got angry and said, you know what? I'll just finish this myself by grabbing the offensive board. She's got 22 of the 47.
Well, she's going for that double-double, Don, so she thought I can get another offensive rebound there.
Well, yeah, it's true. I'll just miss it and pad my stats. All right. 7.5 to go. Lundquist at the free throw line. Bounce pass to Keister. She'll take a 15-footer. Bangs off the back iron. Long rebound grab by Megan Kanawisher. Lady Jays Coug now in firm control, and you can see the wind is completely gone out of the sails of the Bucks. Megan dribbles through the defense, finds Callie Dufault. She'll penetrate. Callie has it tipped away from behind, and that, Coug, is the first turnover of this half for Waseca. And we're down to the 7-minute mark remaining. Gaten. Cross court to Lundquist.
Blue Earth actually helps Waseca out because the defense is so good, they take up a lot of time before they can get a shot off.
Yeah, they have. They've taken 9 shots in the half. They've scored a total of 6 points in the half. And on the wing, a tie-up. Good battle between Gaten and Azure. Jump ball arrow goes to Blue Earth. Madsen will come back in. Weisler will come back in. Groh will come in for Blue Earth area. And Coug, again, I'll allude to it. You were 100% right. Jones' talk at halftime had nothing to do with offense. It was, we're going to play defense, or you're going to sit next to me. And they've responded. Long inbounds pass to Gaten. Gaten, ball pass on the wing to Groh. 6:39 to go. Here comes Lundqvist again, stepping between two defenders, gets a shot off and gets bumped in the process. That'll be the sixth team foul on Waseca and the first on Weisler with 6:37 to go. Armin to Gayton, right back to Armin. Armin, now Lundqvist. Lady Jays by 23. Here's Ferguson, and Ferguson, she tries to work her way through a couple Lady Jays, and she gets fouled on the arm. And that'll be the seventh team foul on Waseca, which means Blue Earth Area shoots from here on in. Second foul on Azure. Ferguson, the first free throw, banks it in. Oog, if that one didn't hit the backboard, it would have rolled all the way out to the parking lot. It was going that hard. Second free throw. And this one, she's more conventional. Just buries it. Nice arc. 47-26. Madsen. Megan Kanawisher. Cross court to Asher and Coog. You don't have to shoot the ball.
No.
Just work some clock. Here's Weisler. Back to Madsen. Right wing Asher. And she'll take a three and bury it. Well, I guess Coog holding on to the balls out the window. We've learned that. 50-26 Waseca. We're down to 6 minutes remaining.
We don't hold the ball at Waseca, does.
Nobody holds the ball. I don't think there's a team anywhere that holds the ball. With the basketball, Ferguson. Now Gayton on the sideline. Grohl to Lundqvist. Lundqvist dribbles to the free throw line, and a timeout's going to be called by Coach Voss of Blue Earth Area. Lady Jays by 24 with 5:46 to go. We will be back in 30 seconds with Waseca Lady Jays basketball.
Hi, I am Brad Connors, and I want to wish good luck to the teams competing today in the event from your iWealth planning team. To be successful in competition, you must have a solid game plan. This is true of all financial decisions as well. What is your game plan? Who do you have making sure that your game plan is tailored to meet your needs? Give us a call at 835-9111 to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your planning needs today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through ICA Group Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. All entities mentioned are separate from LPL.
Back in Waseca, Lady Jays in firm control of this tournament opener, 50-26. What an impressive defensive effort in this half. They've allowed 8 points in the half.
Really tightened up. We saw that the first time down the floor that we figured we knew what Joan was talking about in the locker room, because they have just gotten aggressive, playing everybody tight, and Blue Earth can't get off a decent shot.
And Coog, how about this? One turnover in the half.
Yep.
One. That's brilliant. Lundqvist got to get the ball in. She does to Gayton. Gayton, dribbling along the sideline, hands it to Lundqvist. Lundqvist to Gayton on the sideline. Hounded by Azure. Now Lundqvist with the basketball. On the wing, Ferguson, she'll penetrate. Back to Grohl. Lundqvist. Boy, Coog, I don't know why you're not shooting the ball. You've got to score. Lundqvist tries a scoop shot. It goes way high off the window. Almost missed everything. And Azure the rebound. Into the corner for Weisler. Here's Weisler to penetrate. Weisler takes a shot, gets it blocked, tries again, gets it blocked, and then tips a loose ball to Kanawisher. Now Kanawisher to Weisler. She's going to take the three and bury it. Oh, for crying out loud, if you don't succeed, Coog, you just try again.
She wanted that one,
she
didn't
definitely you? Wanted that one. And the Lady Jays now lead 53-26 with 4:50 to go in the game. This one has been decided, but it took a little while to break free. Ferguson to Lundqvist. She'll jack up another three. That one a little short. Rebound grabbed by Azure. 4:35 to go in the game. Jays in control, and Coog, they're going to take another shot. Here goes Azure to the hoop. Splits a double team. Scoop shot up and in. And it's now 55-26. The lead is almost ballooned to 30. 4:20 remaining. Gayton. Lundqvist. Ferguson. Now Lundqvist. Lundqvist. With 4:10 to go. Lundqvist. Her ball pass. Oh, boy. She tried to penetrate. Tipped and stolen by Azure. Azure underneath to Madsen. Madsen will take the shot over defender and up and in. Boy, Coog, I don't think she realized. She goes, oh, well, I have about a 6-inch advantage here. I think I'll just take the shot.
Well, Sam should have got her that ball a little earlier, yeah. And she could have just kept moving for the layup. But once she got it, yeah, she didn't. Oh, I guess I'm right here.
3:45 to go. Lady Jays 57-26. What a second half of defense. Grow, Lundquist, Coog, they have never been in a hurry to shoot the basketball.
No.
I mean, they're not going to end up with a whole heck of a lot of shots. And a five-second violation called on Blue Earth area, Coog. They just stood there dribbling. And now Waseca is going to bring in the substitutions, and that'll be it for the starters for Waseca. Wad's going to finish up with 22, Coog, on the night. Avery Madsen will finish up with a 15-point night. Terrific effort by your Lady Jays from that starting bunch. Kraut Kramer in the game now for Waseca. Callie Dufault is in. We'll try to get all the names for you. Lexi Kanawisher is in. Kraut Kramer has it. Mia Kanawisher stays in. Weisler stays in. Weisler with it. Kanawisher. Kraut Kramer. Kraut Kramer in the wing. Kanawisher, top of the arc. Mia Kanawisher. Now Addie Weisler. Weisler in the corner for Lexi Kanawisher. To Weisler. Weisler, a little head fake. Weisler weaving her way through the D. Picks up the dribble. Back to Kanawisher. 2:55 to go. Weisler, another three from the corner. Good. Addie Weisler with a couple of threes in the half, and it's 60-26. 2:45 remaining in the ball game. Klinkner with it. Klinkner Keister still in the game, and Klinkner, her pass on the wing is for her teammate, which was, let's see if I can find some names here, as Weisler's night will come to an end. She finishes up with 6 points. Leah Becker. Leah Becker in the game for Blue Earth area. As Waseca on top. And just riding out this last 2:29. Kanawisher in the paint. Throws up a scoop shot. That was really hard. Hit the backboard. Jays with the rebound. Avery, I think, let's see. Make sure I get everybody in the ball game for Waseca. Avery Gall is in the game. Also in the basketball game for Waseca, Lily Owens. Kraut Kramer with it on the wing. 2:05 to go. Skip pass cross court to Kanawisher. Callie Dufault into the corner for Gall. Now Lexi Kanawisher, she throws up a shot, doesn't go. Ball is tipped, rolls out of bounds. It still will be Waseca ball. And Coog, the officiating crew, I give them credit, they're letting them play a bit now.
It's the way you're supposed to do it, Don.
Yep. Grace Gurritz in the game for Waseca. Really terrific night. Nice pass underneath the Gurritz. She missed the shot. Got her own rebound. Gets it back to Kraut Kramer. Now Lexi Kanawisher with 1:40 to go. Kraut Kramer. Here's a three ball fired up for Waseca. That one no good. Rebound grab by Blue Earth area with 1:35 remaining. 60-26, what a half of defense. As another pass, eludes Becker, now Klinkner. 1:22 to go as the Bucks, Coog, they've just been very deliberate on offense, not taking a lot of shots. And they'll fire up a three here and knock it down. That's Ruby Alice with a three, and it's 60-29. Coming the other way quickly is Kanawisher. Kanawisher all the way to the baseline, stepped out of bounds. Turnover number two on Waseca with 1:06 to go. And last player in the game for Waseca is Lexi Kanawisher. As Waseca, Ella Dufault in the game. Alice to Klinkner in the lane. Klinkner Cougar, I think she took 4 steps, but they let that ride. And then Becker will try to pass back onto the wing, and she threw it out of bounds. 19 turnovers on the Bucks tonight. Wow. 47 seconds to go before the Lady Jays move on to Thursday. With it is Ella Dufault. Lady Jays working the ball around. Dufault, bounce pass underneath. Now on the wing, Gertz. Dufault. As Wasika continues to play it underneath. There's Gertz underneath. She throws up a shot. That no good. Rebound, putback is good for Wasika. That was Avery Gall with the rebound putback. 17 seconds to go. Bucks with the ball. Little triple team, and they try to work themselves free, and a whistle blows. They're going to call a foul with 12.7 to go. And 62-29 the score, Wasika. Blue Earth Area's Jessica Moore is going to shoot free throws. So Blue Earth Area, 12 more seconds remaining in their season. Eighth team foul on Wasika. Free throw no good. Rebound grab by Wasika. Down court come the Lady Jays. 8 seconds to go. Wasika will pass it around. Here's Dufault. 2 seconds to go. Somebody try to fire it up, and nobody will get the shot off, and that'll end it. Final score. The Wasika Lady Jays moving on with a 62-29 win over Blue Earth Area. Post game coming up. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Back in 3 minutes, Wasika Lady Jays basketball.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station. Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed. Is this depression?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment, and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
It's never too early to plan summer fun. The Winstock Country Music Festival is June 16th and 17th, starring Miranda Lambert and Cody Johnson, with Jordan Davis, Gabby Barrett, and more. WinstockFestival.com has your ticket and camping info. Winstock welcomes Miranda Lambert, Cody Johnson, Dylan Scott, country legends Blackhawk, Diamond Rio, Jody Messina, and many more. Shop early and save. WinstockFestival.com has your tickets and camping. Winstock is brought to you by The Gardens at Winstead, Voss Construction, Waste Management, and Wind Electric of Elk River.
When today is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise advisor for personalized goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise Financial Advisors Kevin or Bill Walter today at 507-835-7080. That's 507-835-7080. Office is located at 203 2nd Street Northeast in Wasika, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Yellow Mushroom offer daily lunch specials from 11 to 1:30 and dinner specials starting at 5, Monday through Sunday. Each pizza is made with homemade dough, fresh cut vegetables, and freshly shredded cheese to ensure that your homemade pie is by far the best pizza you have experienced. Grab the family and come on out to Yellow Mushroom after the game to celebrate. Yellow Mushroom is a family tradition since 1968.
Back in Wasika, victorious postgame. Lady Jays move on with a win over Blue Earth Area 62-29. Let's run through the stats. Leading the way for Wasika, Chloe Watt. She had 22 on the night. Sam Azure with 5. Madsen with 15 tonight. Megan Kanawisher, nice night. Chipped in with 9. 3 for Mia Kanawisher, 2 for Avery Gall, and Addie Weisler added 6. Lady Jays were 15 for 28 in that second half, 53%. They were 25 of 48 overall. They shot 52%, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, and they turned it over 9 times. Blue Earth Area was led by Lola Lundquist with 13. She had 11 in the first half, so the Jays shut her down. 3 apiece for Keister and Armin. Gayden with 2, Ferguson with 2, and Alice with a 3. Blue Earth Area was 3 of 13 in that second half, 23%, 10 of 27 overall, 37%. They were 3 of 5 from the free throw line, and they turned it over 19 times. And Coug, how about this? Waseca outscored Blue Earth Area 37-11 in the second half.
And the 11, one of those was a late three. The reserves were here.
Yeah, when it didn't matter.
Well, the Jays were dominant on the boards tonight, just as much as on the scoreboard. They won the first half in rebounds 9-4. They won the second half 16-5, giving them a 25-9 advantage tonight in rebounds. And a little unusual for the Jays, more offensive rebounds than defensive rebounds. 14 offensive boards, 11 defensive. Blue Earth just 3 offensive, 6 defensive, just 9 boards in the entire game. For Waseca individually rebounding, Wad led the way with 8. Azure had 5. 3 for Mia Canwisher, 2 for Weisler and Owens, and then 1 apiece for Dufault, Megan Canwisher, Mattson, Gall, and Guritz. 25-9, the Jays dominant on the boards tonight.
So Waseca goes to 16-9, and Blue Earth Area will finish up their season 5-20. So, Coug, Thursday night, you and I will be making the trip over to Mankato East High School, where Waseca will play in the subsection semis. They will take on either NRHEG or Maple River. Don't have a score on that, but either way, Coug, it'll be a good game because NRHEG, you know, a 19-win team. If they win, they'll be a 20-win team, and Maple River just beat Waseca. So, you know, whatever they have, it's going to be a tough round, too.
And you go to a neutral floor now, a different floor that you haven't played on this year. Mankato East always seems more like a college floor than it does a high school floor. It's not, but it seems bigger. And you expect the crowds to keep getting bigger the farther you go. So, yeah looking forward to the subsection semifinal.
Yep, so we'll have that for you. Hopefully we'll hit the airwaves somewhere around 7:25 or so. We'll have to kind of see what all happens with the game in front of Waseca. Want to pass along thank yous. Great work, Mike, back at the studio engineering. Of course, Coug, best color guy in the business. Our sports boosters, patronize those businesses. We appreciate them so much. And thanks again to you for tuning in. Waseca moving on. They knock off Blue Earth Area 62-29. For Dale Kuyoff, I'm Don White. Have a good evening, everybody. Good night.
KFOW, Waseca, Owatonna, 1170 AM, 106.3 FM, Southern Minnesota's home of Fox News.